At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? The 49ers lose another one to the Lions. And I saw somebody in the comments put, man, why are you even including celebration in these videos anymore? I don't know. Like, the 49ers lost. That sucks. We're going to talk about why, obviously. But this game was meaningless for both teams. And we wanted to see the 49ers go out, be competitive, show that they still have heart, show that they still want to be a part of this team in the future, and be competitive. And, you know, you're playing against a potential number one seed in the NFC, and you went out and gave them everything that they wanted. Yeah, the defense falls apart in the fourth quarter, giving up another 9 points, slightly below their average, touchdown and field goal. Yes, Kyle Shanahan completely abandoned the run game after the first quarter. Yeah, you continue to lose the turnover battle, 0-2. Two terrible Brock Purdy passes for interceptions. Both of them were just god-awful. You couldn't blame this on pass protection or bad routes. It was just Brock Purdy, two terrible throws, but he was awesome. Literally finished with a perfect passer rating at the end of the half. Three touchdowns, 370-plus yards, the two turnovers, the one rushing touchdown. Like, I didn't put this at a bad Brock Purdy game, even with the two picks. It's hard to lose a game, though, whenever you do lose the turnover battle 2-0 and miss multiple field goals and an extra point. Jake Moody was, I don't know, man. I have hated the Jake Moody pick since the Jake Moody pick. I couldn't stand it. I've been very vocal against that. He has been god-awful, and he's only gotten worse and worse and worse despite being the highest-drafted kicker in the NFL. But I feel bad for him tonight. I mean, that entire stadium, Lions fans laughing, 49ers fans booing. I hate booing. I'm not a boo guy. I feel bad for the kid. Yeah, I mean, you got to move on, and he's not going to be with the team next year. Kyle might bring him back, but it just sucks. It's best for him to move on. It's best for the 49ers to move on. He can't even take touchbacks anymore off of kickoffs. Like, it has nothing to do with an injury. It has nothing to do with the ankle. It has nothing to do with it. It's just all upstairs. And Brock and Jake Moody just ain't got it. You can't build around that. He needs to reset. He needs to go somewhere else where everybody doesn't hate him. And I feel bad for the kid, but, man, he sucks. By far the worst kicker in the NFL. By far the worst kicker in the entire NFL. And you saw, like, Shanahan's face. They showed it on the Jumbotron, which wasn't helping. They showed John Lynch in the booth after one of them. That's not helping. I mean, he's just – it's got to go, man. It's got to go. Now, I love the fact, you know, kind of players of the game. I think you got to go with Ricky Pearsall, George Kittle. Unbelievable. You know, Ricky Pearsall, I even said this on the show, which I'm still – we are still previewing these shows despite them – meaning being less. And I said, like, man, Lions play a lot of man coverage. Like, this is why you drafted Ricky Pearsall, is to play against man coverage. And he goes out there and just has the best game of his career, just destroyed man coverage nonstop. There were a couple plays where he was manned up with their first round pick, Terrion Arnold, out of Alabama, and he cooked them just over and over and over and over again. A bad Brock Purdy pass, doesn't matter. One hand catches, tips into himself. Just unbelievable game from Ricky Pearsall. Loved what I saw from him out there. But there's maybe four or five teams that play man coverage. The Lions are one, and the Chiefs are one, who we have struggled with big time. So I do love that they gave him the opportunity to go out there and cook, and he answered a lot of questions. Great game. George Kittle, there has only been two tight ends in the history of the NFL to get fewer than 100 targets and have over 1,000 receiving yards in a season. Only happened twice. Once was George Kittle last year in 2023, and the second ever was George Kittle again this year in 2024. Unbelievable what number 85 does, blocking, pass blocking. He doesn't even run routes all the time. We have to keep him in pass protection because our offensive line's so suspect. But George Kittle continue. I think he's been the player of the year for the 49ers offense, defense, special teams. George Kittle is him. We have him signed for one more year. Will the 49ers extend him? I'd like him to. He's still got a lot more to do, but George Kittle, golly, man, just absolute all-pro. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So Kittle, Pearsall. Now, defensively, I'm going to say this. I think this was Nick Bosa's best game of the year by a lot. He had two sacks, drew a holding call against Penei Sewell, had four tackle for losses, had four quarterback hits. Unbelievable. Was it a perfect game? No. That huge touchdown at the end where Gibbs ran for, I don't know, 45-plus yards and gave up the touchdown, that was all on Nick Bosa. We were in a blitz call. We had no backer over the top. He shot inside and tried to two-gap, lost leverage. The corner, man coverage, Nick Sorensen special, had his back to the ball carrier, doing his job in coverage. But that was on Bosa, obviously on Sorensen. Nick Sorensen, I'm going to come out and say this. I think Nick Sorensen is my least favorite coach, second least favorite coach in the history of the 49ers. Dennis Erickson won, and I'm going Nick Sorensen too. And I hope that this is the last year. It was a terrible defensive game plan. You're dead last in the NFL in fourth quarter scoring, and guess what? You hit your average again today. Giving up a touchdown and a field goal in the fourth quarter. You shut zero teams out this year. Remember, the 49ers were first in NFL fourth quarter scoring last year under Steve Wilks. You shut 11 teams out in the fourth quarter. And for teams saying, or for people saying, yeah, but the injuries. There was only one player, really two players, projected starters out today. That's it. Just two. Dre Greenlaw and Javon Hargrave. You say Tarvarius Ward, but I don't think that he's played particularly great. Yeah, Yadam didn't look good. Why are you putting him in man coverage? Repeatedly. And also, we had another huge coverage bust against bunch trips. We haven't guarded that once all year. We were only in cover one, single high man, and cover three pretty much the entire game. We'll go through the film on the 49ersrush.com. But that was one of the worst defensive game plans I've ever seen the 49ers come out here with. And guess what? You give up 40 points. And not shocked at all. Nick Sorensen has got to go. Like, as mad as people are about Jake Moody, I'm that upset about Nick Sorensen times two. One, he's a grown man. And two, like, this dude's just completely lost. You know, the kind of bring your son to work day, that's come and gone. I mean, like, whatever it is with Nick Sorensen, like, that, it's been played out. It needs to just be completely over because that dude is completely lost. He has not improved at all. He has not adjusted at all. He has not done anything at all to change. Remember, second highest paid defense in the NFL. You still got Fred Warner. You still got Bosa. You still got Hufanga, who gave up a touchdown. Or not a touchdown, but a big play. Might have been for a touchdown on that hook and ladder. That was bad on Hufanga. But, like, you still got studs. Renardo Green played well. Demo always plays well. Yadam got chewed up. D. Winters made some plays. Missed some big plays as well. I thought Malik Mustafa played great. It's just, man, we have the worst coordinator. He's not putting anybody in a position to be successful. Now, I hope, and I talked about this, like, man, I'm not doing 49ers bets until Shedhead gets more predictable. And I did say, like, it's going to be a Pearsall game. It's going to be anybody's game.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8%? Of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement, compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm glad that happened. So if you did bet, I hope you got paid. And if you do bet in the future, you know where you got to go.
While other books make promises, my bookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with my bookie's 12 Days of Christmas, festive lineup, and can't miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet. And if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways. It only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets. It's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 Days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Man, shout out to JP. He says, this is the most undisciplined team in the world. The DC has no clue. And I told you Ricky was going to have 100 plus yards. You did, man. You said it. There is no doubt about it. It's weird because the 49ers come out and Kyle Shanahan's scripted play was awesome. We ran the ball consistently. It was there. Play action, move the pocket, end arounds, shovel passes, screens. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And the offense was moving all day. But he completely got away from the run game. He had 10 rush attempts in the first quarter. Then he only had 7 in the last 3 quarters combined. And it was a close game. But just we averaged 4 yards a carry in the run game. It's not like it was home run, whatever. But when you run the ball, you don't turn the ball over. And whenever you just get super pass happy in the second half, like we saw, we're now 3 consecutive games where Brock Purdy has thrown over 35 pass attempts. That's not the recipe to win. And, you know, if you want to compliment that, we're now 3 consecutive games with 19 or less rush attempts. That's not the recipe to win. I understand Isaac Arendo's not great. I understand he has no vision. He literally ran into his own player, I think, 3 times this game. But he has all the talent in the world. He's great out of the backfield. He's a good player with a lot of talent and a perfect body with speed. He just has no vision. Well, why don't you let the rookie get some touches and let's see, like, if he can improve? Why not throw the ball to Jacob Cowing some? 0 targets. He got out there a couple times. But it's just like, it's just so many just shrug your shoulders things with the offense. Now, the offense moved great today. And, you know, you were great in the red zone, went 4-for-4 in the red zone, even scored Josh Dobbs late, which was awesome. But, man, stick with the right, like, understand your identity. And I think this is one of my biggest problems with the Niners this year. What is your offensive identity? It's run the ball, play action, get the ball out quick. When you do that, great things happen. What are you defensively? You're a 4-down wide 9, a 4-down lineman, wide 9 alignment that plays zone coverage. We don't do that. We don't even run too high anymore. It was all cover 1, all cover 3, single high free safety and man. We're not even running zone anymore on third downs. That's not how our team's built. That's not our identity. And if you do a single high, then guess what? You should blitz at some point. We don't blitz at all. We do a couple run stuffs and whatever else. Nothing. And the only time we got to Goff was whenever Nick Bosa just won against Penei Sewell, back-to-back-to-back plays. It's just like, man, do you understand what team we are? Do you understand how you've built this roster? Do you understand your own core tenets of how what your identity is? We're not doing that offense or defense. And special teams, our identity is mistakes. We are doing that, Brian Schneider. I think he's the first special teams coordinator I've ever seen in the NFL use cards when the team is huddled up to go out there for kickoff. Like, you do this in practice with, like, your practice squad guys and all that stuff, scout team. That dude's holding cards in the huddle on the sideline showing people where to line up. Like, he has no clue. Nobody's prepared. It's just not good. It's just not good. Yeah, obviously, I have the 2 missed field goals and the mixed extra point. A lot of that's on Moody. But, man, you still had a holding call that backed us up. You had a fumble by Debo on a kickoff. Like, still a lot of negative plays. Yeah, I'm just going to be honest. So, like, which phase of the game can you hang your hat on? You want to say offense, but you've lost the turnover margin, I think, 7 out of 8 games since the bye week. And so your answer to that is run the ball less, throw the ball more, because that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. And I think that's just crazy to me. I don't understand it. So a lot of positives. There's a lot to build on with this game. This game was a positive in the sense that, one, you're still right where you were, 11th draft spot. You're still right where you were getting the 4th kind of schedule for next year. Last place in the NFC West, which is going to give you an easier schedule next year. But you were competitive with probably the 1 seed of the NFC. But you just came up short. And your defensive coordinator again showed you can't do anything in the 4th quarter. Ah, a lot of positives. Shout out to the fans. They were in it. The fans were in it, man. Faithful showed up strong. I was curious what it was going to be like. You know, I've only been in the Bay Area for 2 years now. And I was curious. I know away fans, they buy their tickets way before the season starts. And they get to go to 1 or 2 games a year tops. But, man, the faithful here were awesome. They were into the game, standing up on third down, standing up on fourth downs, cheering like crazy. They were into it. I was really, really impressed. I was a little prideful a couple times, just like, man, I'm very thankful to be a part of this fan base. And I'm a fan. That's what I'm always going to be. And next week, shoot, we're going to be in Arizona, which I'm super pumped about. We're going to be at Salt Tacos and Tequila Saturday from 2 to 6. And then we've got a tailgate, all you can eat, all you can drink, going to be a blast right before the game as well. Go get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Today was fun. I had a really good time. I really, really did. Shout out to everybody that came up and said hi. So thankful just to build those relationships and kind of get to know people. But I don't know. There's still major issues with the 49ers. And what's crazy is we've had the worst offensive line in the NFL. You had three replacement level players out there. Couldn't tell the difference. Couldn't tell the difference. Couldn't tell the difference. I think I should tell you something. Yeah, the guys you have out there have been so bad that you put backups out there and backup to backup to backups, and you couldn't really tell the difference. It's crazy. Yes, Beast Channel, Arizona event tickets are still available. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get your tickets to ensure that you get in and all that stuff. It's going to be absolute. We're over in the Westgate District, just two blocks north of the stadium. It's absolute blast. It's going to be great. So come out, say what's up. But that's going to do it for us here. I got to make the trip back, but 49ers lose. Good news. Draft position stays the same. We're still picking 11. And getting that last place schedule next year, that's great. And you were competitive. So maybe best of both worlds. I'm still pissed we lost. I wish we would have won. But there's always a silver lining whenever you're out of the playoffs anyway. And, you know, the 2024 season, guess what? We have no more games in the 2024 year. That is only a good thing because it has been chaos. And I'm so tired of it. Love you guys. Appreciate y'all. Really thankful for this opportunity. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.